Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. That's a powerful statement, some of the things that we're hearing, that what Israel does, just in the logical sense, the spiritual sense, is we're standing with Israel.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're friends of Israel. We are part of KUFA, Christians United for Israel.
Yeah.
And we support Avi Mizrahi's ministry right in Tel Aviv, and we're for Israel. And
sharing the gospel.
Thousands of segments probably, you know, about Israel. We got all of our friends that are Jewish, and some are Messianic and some aren't Messianic. And but we said that Israel alone is equivalent. So when people are dogging out Israel, realize this. What they're giving us is more, the general says, than five central intelligence agencies put together combined. Mm-hmm. But that alone, just the logical sense. And then you're seeing our current president and his policies turn against Israel and turn against Egypt. I'm telling you, this interview you're about to see with Ambassador Ettinger, with Pat Robinson, with CBN, it's so filled with, very specifically, United States-Israel relationships, United States and Israel, United States, Israel and Egypt's relationship, and how Russia, all this is being fueled by the policies of our nation.
Wow.
But listen carefully, and we'll talk more about it after this interview, but when America, he believes that America, if we wake up, we still have what it takes to be able to do what needs to be done as an example in the world. It's going to encourage you, but it's also going to inform you. Let's take a look now.
Well, joining us to talk about U.S.-Israel relations is Ambassador Yoram Ettinger. He's an advisor to the Israeli Knesset, a former liaison to the United States Congress, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the 700 Club Ambassador Ettinger.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Let me ask you about the Palestinians. Is Mahmoud Abbas a appropriate partner for peace, and is he really trying to get peace together?
During my days in this country, especially in the state of Texas, I was told that we should be wary of deadly coral snake posing as harmless skipjack snake. Those are two snakes with the same colors, but in reverse.
Right.
Mahmoud Abbas is that deadly coral snake posing as harmless skipjack snake, and the most authentic reflection of what is the Palestinian Authority and who is Mahmoud Abbas is not the talk at international podiums, but rather the daily education which he has introduced into the Palestinian Authority, K through 12. This is the most ferocious hate education, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-USA, anti-democratic, and therefore Mahmoud Abbas has not been an asset to the peaceful coexisting attempt, but rather a very egregious liability.
Why do you think these academics in America get so glassy-eyed and they talk about the persecution of the Palestinians, and we're going to boycott and divest of Israeli investments? What do you think? What's wrong with them?
Well, those are the same academicians who provided tailwind to the old man from Iran who was on exile in Paris, the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah.
And they stabbed the back of the Shah of Iran and produced the most anti-American regime anywhere in the world, the regime of the Ayatollahs. Those are the same academics who were behind Saddam Hussein of Iraq until the day he invaded Kuwait back in 1990. Those are the same academics who welcomed the Arab tsunami of 2011 as if it is an Arab spring. Those are the same academics, by the way, just like the Department of State, who referred to that Arab tsunami as a transition towards democracy. So why should anybody be surprised that those are the same people who refer to the Palestinian coral snake as if it is a skipjack snake?
I noticed that the court in Egypt has sentenced the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, I think, to life in prison because of murders he committed. What do you think about, we were welcoming the Muslim Brotherhood as a partner in peace.
Absolutely. The president of this country came to Egypt before the toppling of President Mubarak, and he, in fact, insisted that the Muslim Brotherhood leadership will attend his lecture at the Cairo University at a time when the Muslim Brotherhood was rightly defined as a terror organization by the Egyptian authorities. That visit was similar to Jimmy Carter's visit to Tehran. Jimmy Carter stabbed the back of the pro-American Shah. President Obama stabbed the back of pro-American Mubarak, and both gave rise to most vicious anti-American regimes. Today, we have another potentially pro-American regime of General Sisi, but the president of the U.S., the Department of State in the U.S., still are turning a cold shoulder towards President Sisi and pressuring him to alleviate the pressure of the Muslim Brotherhood. By the way, the leader of Turkey, a very anti-American Erdogan, is one of the main Muslim Brotherhood personalities in the Middle East.
Well, of course, they set up the Palestinian Liberation Organization. That was an offspring, and Hamas. They were offsprings of the Brotherhood, weren't they?
Absolutely. Not only that, but at the time of the PLO, that was a chief ally of the Soviet Union, chief ally of the ruthless communist regimes in East Europe, and a major source, platform of international terrorism, which today has erupted as a wave of anti-American Islamic terrorism. The roots were planted during the days of the PLO, and Mahmoud Abbas is the leader of the PLO.
What do you think is going on with our State Department? What's happening? Of course, the president is leading the charge to embrace Iran, and his aide was saying, well, what we want to do is turn away from Egypt and Jordan and Israel and Turkey and embrace Iran as our principal partner in the Middle East. What is causing that thinking, do you believe?
Well, I think it's a traditional third world-driven train of thought which has dominated the Department of State. Multilateralism over the independence of American political and military action, primacy to third world powers, even if they are anti-American, but maybe most importantly, the victory of wishful thinking over realism, the victory of engagement with rogue regimes over the confrontation and the defiance of rogue regime. And by the way, the Department of State was a chief opponent of the establishment of a Jewish state in 1948. They pressured President Truman severely to oppose the establishment of the State of Israel. They succeeded in convincing him to impose a military embargo on the Middle East at a time when the British supplied the Arabs with arms. Yeah. And at the end of the war, when the military establishment in America, then General Omar Bradley, the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, assessed the Jewish state to be a formidable potential for American presence in the Middle East, and he recommended to declare Israel a main ally of America, it was the Department of State that overruled General Bradley, claiming that Israel is a very short-lived experience. Israel would not be a military power, and they even forewarned that Israel would become a chief ally of communism against the U.S. And how wrong have they been?
Well, speaking about communists, it looks like Putin has succeeded. The Russians were driven out of Egypt and out of the Middle East, and now they're back in Syria and apparently building a presence in that area that's maybe threatening Israel. What do you think about, what should we do about that?
Well, the rise of the Soviet Union is a direct result of the unfortunate erosion of the U.S. posture of deterrence, the contraction of the U.S. military footprint, and the lower, the more eroded the U.S. posture of deterrence, the higher is the Russian profile in the area. President Sisi of Egypt is a very classic example. He wants to be a pro-American leader in the Middle East. But the U.S. has distanced itself, not the U.S., the American president has distanced himself from General Sisi. By the way, that reality, strangely enough, has brought Israel closer to Saudi Arabia, closer to Bahrain and Abu Dhabi and Jordan and Egypt, because the less they rely on the U.S., the more they think they must rely on Israel, because in their assessment, Israel today is the most reliable life insurance agent in the Middle East.
When it's all said and done, and you're looking at the world and you see it from the clear perspective you've got, what is your feeling about the future? How do you assess what's going to happen?
Well, I think most of the future depends on the U.S. I firmly believe, as a person who has known the U.S. since 1966, when I first came for my undergraduate in this country, I firmly believe that the U.S. still have the critical mass of reality-driven people, high-quality people in the military, in the policy-making, in the high-tech agricultural sectors, to bring about a rebounded U.S. to where it should be, namely the effective leader of the free world, not a follower of the free world, not a co-equal, but a leader. For me, as an Israeli, the stronger the U.S., the more secure I feel. And it seems to me that most of us, or all of us in the free world, should pray that following November, once again, we'll see a U.S. with resurrected realistic defense budget, with resurrected U.S. posture of deterrence in the world, because global sanity depends on the willingness of the U.S. to defy odds rather than be defied by the odds.
Ambassador, I commend you for your bold statement. Appreciate that.
What a powerful, meaty, sane interview. Thank you, for Ambassador Ettinger. I mean, think of the statements that he made. There's been a lot of them, but one is, you know, he said the very same educational materials that were taught during the times when the Ayatollah was being raised up in 1979, when Nightline News started on ABC News. It started because we had hostages in Iran. That's the whole purpose of that particular program when it started. And it was every night they say day two, day 35, day 200, day 400. It wasn't until President Reagan came in office, the day he came in office, the day they were freed. But he's saying the same educational material that was used to raise up the Ayatollah regime, which now is Iran, and Iran's being embraced by our current leadership, and is being taught, and we'll be talking about after this break, what's being taught in the schools there. And it's just amazing what's being taught. So not only is, this was before the Ayatollahs, now we have the Ayatollahs. They're blowing up mock aircraft carriers. They're shouting, death to America, death to Israel. And that exists, and now more people are being taught that kind of ideology. Not good, not good at all. But also he said, I thought it was pretty good, because the ambassador is saying, you know, most of the future depends on the United States.
Yeah.
Most of the future depends on the United States of America. You think, oh my goodness, we're going to need to wake up. We're going to need, and we are. Well, I believe the third great awakening is coming. I believe that, you know, good times and bad times are coming, but that's going to awaken this blessed country. And he says, I still believe that the U.S. still has the crucial mass of that it needs to bring back the United States as it should be. So there's enough people inside of America, the ambassador is saying, to be able to bring America to its senses.
Yes.
From the ambassador's mouth to God's ear, in Jesus' name.
We agree.
And he says, as Israel, as an Israeli, he said, this is him speaking as an ambassador, the stronger the U.S. is, the safer I feel. I mean, think about that.
Which makes sense considering who their neighbors are.
and what's going on so much in the Middle East. Yeah. And it just makes so much sense. It's just like, and when we get that recognition of how important our relationship is with Israel to support them in their reality, it makes so much of a sense in regards to why Israelis value our relationship with them.
So when you're seeing people have policies to divest from Israel, we talked about the BDS movements, and you talked about how all of a sudden they're to embrace and support the Palestinian people, and so many people's mindset means to hate and reject Israel.
Yep.
Why not be like Israel and say, listen, the Palestinian people can join the country of Israel and be citizens, and you know, and so
they just refuse to recognize that Israel exists.
So you're looking at, to come against Israel is to come against God. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Because think about it. To come against Israel means great darkness will happen on the face of the earth. And the church needs to really wake up, because ever how Israel's treated in the natural, that's what you begin to see take place in the spiritual. When you saw the church being persecuted through Hitler and all the things, I mean, the Jews were being persecuted, Israel's being persecuted, the Jewish people were being persecuted through Hitler and Germany and things that were going on. At the same time, the church began to get persecuted. That's when you had people rising up, and Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and begin to just rise up and say, listen, we can't persecute the Jews. And, of course, he ended up being hung, you know, for his not having allegiance to a government that was against God's people and against Israel. He also said that global sanity, the last thing he said, global sanity, you know, there's the whole 7 billion people on the face of the earth, the sanity, this is the ambassador says, global sanity depends on the willingness of the United States to defy odds rather than to be defined by the odds. To me, it sounds like that's faith.
That's encouragement.
Yes. I mean, you think about David, King David, everybody was scared of Goliath and all the Philistines that was coming against the nation. But what did God do? God anointed a man and said, you know, we can deal with this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we fought the lion, we fought the bear, and now who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the plans, coming against the armies of God?
Yeah.
And with a one stone, he took down a national threat. So the issue is not, do we have the manpower? It's like you said, do we have the willingness to not to be defined by these things that are going on, to just stand up against the odds and say, you know, it's time to be America again. It's morning again. And America. And guess what comes in the morning? New morning mercy. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.